And I'm now being joined by Mr. Matt Rinker. Most of you know him as a Burlington City Councilman, but he is also one of the Republican nominees on the ballot for the Republican nomination for the June 7th primary. Mr. Rinker, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, I love coming in and talking.
Oh, well, we appreciate having you coming in to talk.
Yep. So.
I guess I'll start with this. You are no stranger to a primary ballot or any ballot in Des Moines County.
Sure.
So I'm just right off the bat going to hopefully hit you with a tough one here. Why do you think this year is going to be different?
Sure. Well, so you're right. This isn't my first state election. So I ran for the Iowa Senate and lost in the primary 2 years ago. So, but first, I learned a ton in my first statewide or Senate race, an absolute ton, and I think that's part of just being involved in the campaign world, and especially being on city council, being involved in campaigns, you have to almost be a sponge. You have to absorb a ton of information. So I've taken what I learned previously and really applied it to this campaign, and I think it's paying dividends. I don't want to say the political climate has changed a little bit, but Iowa is not the state that it was 15 years ago. So we've really seen a kind of a different trend along the political ideology there, and so I think most Iowans are looking for a little bit different course in some of their legislators, which is why I believe that I'll be successful not only in the primary but also in the general election.
So you spoke about the skewing of political ideology. Do you feel that you coming in with being a candidate in a previous election gives you any kind of an edge?
Absolutely. I mean, for the same reason why I believe I'm a better candidate in the primary election, it's the experience of being involved in the city council for the last 5 years, city committees the preceding 4 years before I joined the council, all of the different boards and commissions and organizations that I've been a part of over the last 10 years of my life, all of those and the elections that and campaigns that I've been a part of, all of those things really translate to a great experience and a great vast wealth of knowledge to help me navigate through the waters of being involved in a campaign or for that matter, being a junior legislator in Des Moines.
And you said you have obviously a lot of experience with the city council.
Right.
And do you feel that those experiences would prepare you for the environment in Des Moines were you to be elected?
Absolutely. I think I've always been extremely proactive in being involved in the things outside of what happens in council chambers that relate to the city council. For example, every year, we have what we call Southeast Iowa Days in Des Moines, where a number of key stakeholders, city council persons, city managers, anybody that has anything to do with policy that's created directly, we all go to Des Moines and we lobby and we work with legislators on how best to improve bills. And that's our role in representing the constituents that we have back here at home in Burlington. So every year that has been offered since I've been on council, I've been a part of that trip. And that's a multi-day trip. Obviously, COVID, that trip was canceled. But outside of that, I have taken the opportunity to be involved in all of those in the Des Moines area. And even furthermore, we also do that same kind of trip to Washington, D.C. And I've done that multiple times. We're getting actually ready to do it again next week. Where we're going to go and talk to our United States Congressperson and senators about issues that are important to Southeast Iowa. So it's being in those meetings, it's being a part of that process that really gives you a good picture of the things that take place outside of our community, especially at the state and federal level. And when you're in those meetings, again, you have to be a sponge. You have to understand the process by which those legislators have to go through in order to get things done. And it's complex. It's complex. When you have in the case of the state legislature, when you have hundreds of people that have to be on board on an issue in order to be able to make progress on it, it takes time. It takes time. It requires you to build lots of relationships, and you have to spend time really cultivating those relationships navigating through the waters of trying to get policy created and changed and implemented so that it benefits your constituency. So,
and you also, referring back to your comment on political ideology, obviously there's a lot of issues in the country as a whole, but in Iowa especially, that are very, very, I don't like to use the word, but controversial. How can you assure people within our voting district that you would make the proper decisions for the area?
Well, so I would just revert back to my last 5 years on the city council and the record that I have on the city council. I think I've shown people that I don't have a problem to vote against the group on a number of issues. I have always done my research. Any issue that has come before me, I read the packet multiple times per week. I reach out to city staff to research the issue. When it's on issues that maybe I don't feel comfortable that either city staff may be completely familiar with or I'm not completely familiar with, I'll reach out to community members who are familiar with the issues. I'll go into deep conversations with them, and then I'll register a vote that I feel is appropriate, not for me, but for the community. I'm a big long-term guy. I love long-term vision planning. I think that I'm very good at taking a look at an issue and then understanding the effects that issue is going to have, or the decision that I'm going to make is going to have on this community over a long period of time. It's not always about tomorrow or next week or next month. It's about what are we doing to set our community up to be successful 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, 50 years from now. So that's the approach that I take to everything that's on our agenda, and that's the same approach I'll take when I'm in Des Moines.
All right. And this is a question I am going to pose to both you and your opponent in the primary, Mr.
Sure.
J.D. Whitman. This is your opportunity to have your soapbox and let the people know why you are the best candidate for District 99.
Yeah, so again, experience. So I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a small business owner, I'm a veteran. I have been a part of multiple boards and commissions and organizations, everything from Rotary Club. I've started nonprofits, and I have an extensive history in this community of volunteering. All of my life outside of high school and college has been about service. So that experience has really helped prepare me for this. The city council experience alone, I believe, is something. It's not an on-the-job training role in Des Moines. You either have the experience or you don't, and you can't take 10 years of volunteering and being involved in conversations and 5 years of city council experience and ball it up into a 6-month campaign and have that same kind of learning curve. So we can elect anybody to go to Des Moines and be the person that sits in the chair that's reserved for District 99, but we need a powerful and effective voice in Des Moines, especially since the redistricting. So for those who don't know, the state of Iowa went through an entire redistricting of all of their state Senate and state House seats this last year, and this election cycle will be the first election cycle where those districts will really be implemented. And as a result of that, Burlington's typically had someone that sits in the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate from Burlington or West Burlington, Danville, this area, okay, this immediate area. And as a result of the redistricting, Burlington has essentially lost its state senator. Now, we have a state senator, and that's going to be Jeff Reichman, who has been the state senator for Lee County, which is a Keokuk in Fort Madison, for the last couple of years. And I believe he's going to do a great job of representing us in the Senate. However, if there are issues that are important important to Burlingtonians or West Burlingtonians or people from Danville or Augusta or Denmark or Weaver, anywhere in this immediate area, really it's going to be whoever is sitting in that House seat who's going to have to carry that torch for this area. I can't tell you the number of times that even on the Burlington City Council, we've had issues with policy that's floating around in Des Moines, or we've needed help with different grants or initiatives that we're trying to create locally, or just even changing some of the language in state law. And we have had to use our state legislators, recently Tim Goodwin or Dennis Cahoon, as kind of the conduit in order to try and get those things done. Well, again, if Jeff is representing Keokuk and Fort Madison and Burlington and everywhere else in between, that's a pretty big area, right? Not that he's going to do a bad job, but in fact, I think he'll do a great job. But we don't have anybody in Des Moines outside of this House seat that's going to be this area specifically. So that's the biggest reason why I'm running. Again, I think you can look at my 5 years on the council or talk to any person that's been on a board or a commission or a committee with me. I'm typically one of the loudest guys in the room, not because I just want to be loud, but because I consider myself to be very thoughtful. I consider myself to be someone who's good at articulating policy and issues and making good arguments and being an effective voice for the things that I'm a proponent for.
All right, Mr. Matt Rinker, one of the Republican nominees on the primary for District 99, also a Burlington City Councilman. I want to thank you for joining me and say good luck with your campaign, sir.
Thank you very much. Don't forget to vote on June 7th.